and Pay program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We got a great show packed with lots of information today. First half hour, we're going to have Dr. Peter Rouse and Alicia Fong on from AF Performance Centers to congratulate them about one of the athletes that they work with. The second half hour of the first hour, we will have Jay Vollmer from PowerBlock on, and Jay is going to be talking about a new PowerBlock product that they're introducing. The second hour of the show, we're going to be talking about intermittent fasting. We're going to have a gentleman named Duong Nguyen on, along with Professor Dr. Andro, to talk about Duong's results using intermittent fasting over 12 weeks to gain a body that people are claiming he's using anabolic steroids. And you know that I'm a huge proponent of fasting in general, and we're going to examine his protocol right there and then. Okay, so first off, let's get started right here with Dr. Peter Rouse and Alicia Fong. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Good, thanks, Carl.
Welcome, Alicia. This is the first time you've been on the show.
Yes.
I know. It's nice to have you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. So first of all, everyone knows that you guys work with some very, very elite athletes, and you also don't spill the beans on, but you do work with many Hollywood movie stars, helping them prepare for roles that they're playing where their bodies are going to be very, very important, both the way they look and the way they perform. But more importantly, you have an athlete that is a swimmer. Alicia, you work with the swimmer, correct?
Correct.
What is his name?
Thiago Pereira.
Now, he represents Brazil, is that correct?
Yes.
How does he represent Brazil, and does he live here in the United States and train here in the United States?
Yeah, he's training here with a coach at USC, one of the best coaches here in the U.S. And, I mean, what can I say? They want to train with the best. So they joined the Trojan Club. So they train with a coach. But when it comes to international competition, they have to go back and represent their hometown,
okay,
which is, in this case, Brazil.
I see. Okay. Boy, that really is they come here to get the good training they need, and then they go back and win the medal for their own country. But I guess that's fair play in this day and age. Anyway, so you've been working, and now tell me, he has done something extraordinary, hasn't he?
Yes.
What has he done?
He won first place in the world championships in Shanghai.
Wow.
With the men's 200 individual IM.
Now, I was totally in the dark about this. Alicia Profumo, who co-hosts Casual Fridays with me, was the one who pointed this out and said, you know, AF Performance Center is working with an athlete who just beat Michael Phelps. Is that correct? He beat Michael Phelps?
Yep.
Very
impressive. By a long run.
Now, Alicia, how do you work with a swimmer? What do you do? I mean, when I heard that he was with AF Performance Center, I didn't necessarily think that it was possible that, Peter, you could be working with him, teaching him Olympic lifts, and that would make him a better swimmer. Or am I totally off base about that?
Well, actually, we are doing Olympic lifting with them, and then we have to start from scratch with that. So that's a huge component. I think the big mistake that people think with sports conditioning work with athletes is they want to look at getting it more sport specific. And sometimes they're doing some crazy stuff in the gym where, you know, it looks and may kind of semi-feel sport specific, but the actual reality is they need to get stronger and more powerful. The number one thing we look at is injury prevention, and you know, our programs are based completely around that. So we look at developing the strength base first. You know, the stronger the athlete, the less likely of injury, whether it's in the pool or on land. Another thing with swimmers, though, is that because they're in the water so much, they actually develop a lot of muscle imbalances and weaknesses.
Really?
That you would not normally develop.
Okay, so what Because there's a large faction of people out there who believe that swimming is the optimal and ultimate exercise that you could perform. And so what imbalances do swimmers develop traditionally?
Well, one of the things, and this goes back to, you know, some of the rehab stuff we do, you know, what do you hear a lot of people doing when they hurt their back? They want to go swimming or something because, you know, it supports the back or whatever.
Right.
And in actual fact, it shuts down the abdominal core complex. So the abdominals become weaker because of the buoyancy of the water. The abdominals shut down and you're unable to transfer the power from the upper body to the lower body. And that's one of the things we see with these individuals is that, you know, they are very weak through the core initially, and we need to develop that because that's the only way they're going to transfer that power through. It doesn't matter what stroke they're performing, whether it's freestyle or breaststroke, that core complex, you know, ties everything together. So that's a very important component right there.
Now, Alicia, do you do any strength training? His first name is Diego, did you say?
Oh, Diego.
Oh, Thiago. Do you do strength training with him?
Oh, yes, definitely. That was the number one thing we needed to start with.
What kind of movements do you use when training a swimmer?
The basics, you know, a lot of back, a lot of legs, a lot of vertical push, and horizontal pull and push. I mean, the basics, really, is to really get him strong. I mean, when he came in, I was really surprised, but he was really weak and he was, you know, top number 5 in the world.
Right.
So we had a lot of things to work on with him, and mostly was the back. He had a really weak back and a lot of weak core. So we did a lot of the basic strength.
I mean, would you have a guy like him squat?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Cause squat
and deadlift.
And what?
And deadlift.
Really? And I mean, I can see the squat because the squat really, a lot of people underestimate the power of the squat to build strong abdominal muscles.
Well, it's also, you know, you got to think about, we got to think about not just sort of swimming act, but they can actually lose a lot of time on the turn, and we need to work on that push off on the turn.
Ah.
So, and one of the things is, you know, building that squat up and then also transferring that to a power pushing off the wall in the turn. The turn can make a difference between first and last.
Really? Because you know what? You're right. Because a turn could allow you to make up lost ground in a given lap. If you turn and you explode off of the wall, you can push yourself all the way into the middle of the pool quite often.
Yeah, we actually had another swimmer we went out and watched, and this is something that people need to do is go watch the athletes actually in the sport competing because you pick up so much. And we noticed that he was, I mean, in the water, length to length, he was beating everybody by a long way. This is another swimmer, not Diego.
Right.
And, you know, he was just a little bit slow on the turns, and that's now we know what to focus on. And, you know, he did really well anyway, but he could be done so much better if he, you know, got that timing down on the turn, which we're going to be working on. So he's another one that would be, you know, definitely in the top contenders for the Olympics in 2012.
So how many swimmers are you actually working with?
Five.
Five? Holy mackerel. And so how did they find out about AF Performance Center, Alicia?
Well, actually, one of the swimmers...
Oh, my God, Alicia, your voice has gotten so deep. No, I'm kidding.
Sorry, because I actually kind of... I was just going to say the story a little bit. It's actually from Mike Mahler. These guys heard about us from Mike Mahler.
Ah, okay.
On his website, they read an article on there, and then they knew that we were locally in Santa Monica, so they contacted us. We're there.
Yeah, it was actually two of them that got really into kettlebells and know Mike Mahler and Steve Cutter really well.
Right.
And so they find us through their website, and then they start referring the friends because they all swim for the USC team. So that's how they all know each other.
All from different countries.
Interesting. That's really interesting. This whole concept of them training here in the United States but representing their home country is really impressive. Obviously, the caliber of coaching is better here in the United States, isn't it?
Well, it's actually very common everywhere else. When we were in Asia, you constantly have people training in, you know, with different coaches, but representing not Singapore or not in Asia. They were like somewhere else.
Gotcha. We actually had one swimmer in Singapore that we were working with. She was in the Beijing Olympics, and she was living and training in Singapore with us. and she was representing Schlenker.
How do you like that? I didn't really. All right, look, we got to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I have more questions for you. So there you go. If you want to train where the Olympic athletes train, it's AF Performance Center. And you can get there by going to afperformancecenter.com or go to Superhuman Radio and click the AF Performance Center banner ad. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Nowhere is performance enhancement more important than in the bedroom. That's why I use VIP from Geared Up Nutrition. VIP is a blend of herbal and botanical agents that maximize pleasure and performance. And it works for women, too. In fact, VIP is so good, you'll swear it's pharmaceutical. But it's not. And best of all, you only need one capsule about an hour before you're about to get passionate, and VIP works for up to 3 days. You can get VIP by going to veryintensepleasure.com. Try it once, and you'll buy it again and again. Veryintensepleasure.com. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to try them today.
The Isolator will change the way you work out forever. We've all imagined how it would be if there was an apparatus that would eliminate the hands, forearms, biceps, and triceps from training chest, back, and shoulder muscles. Well, now you can with the Isolator. The Isolator does exactly what it says. It allows you to isolate muscles to get a better, more intense workout. And they're so versatile, they work with machines or free weights. You have to see the Isolator to believe it. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Isolator Fitness banner ad today. The Isolator, the only way to train.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get 2 of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
Get strong. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Second half of this show is going to be really, really good. We're going to be identifying some techniques of intermittent fasting that can actually help you get not only rip, but muscular at the same time. And after today's show, I'm re-airing the original show I did with Dr. Mark McCarty. I believe it was back in 2009, about the study that he had done where mini fasting builds muscle and burns fat, especially when you train early in the morning while fasted. So after today's show is over, you'll want to listen to the 2 o'clock show to get more insight and perspective on this concept. Right now we're talking with Dr. Peter Rouse and Alicia Fong, owners and operators of AF Performance Center in Santa Monica, California, where some of the most elite athletes in the world come to train, apparently. And you can train there too. So getting back to this notion that athletes will go to different countries to train, obviously the coaches are attracting them, right? I mean, if there's a good coach in, like you said, in Asia that can help you with a specific sport or function, you would go there to train with them, right?
Right.
Yeah, generally you'd look at finding the best that's suited for you as well. You remember that coaches have different skills, so depending on your weaknesses and strengths, you'd kind of pick your coach depending on that.
Gotcha. So you're working with five different swimmers right now. Are all of them swimming in this competition that Diego is?
No. There are three of them that went to the World Championship in Shanghai. They're all racing different races. And
that's how they can be still friends, because they're in different races.
Ah, yeah. So they, yeah, I can see that, and they can actually so support each other in one sense or another. And so do you see all of them doing as good as Diego is doing?
Yeah. I mean, they all have potential. They all have different weaknesses, obviously, because they all have different races. But yeah, they all can definitely win. I mean, two of them are going to their hometown for their national competition first. So,
remember, we're not peaking until the Olympics in 2012. So, you know, we just need to keep the good times up, qualify, of course, which is, you know, would have been done. So, you know, from there, it's just really focusing on the peak and not burning out too soon.
Right. Now, do you also work with them on their nutrition or just their training?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, and I know you're a staunch proponent of ancestral diets. You're a staunch opponent of things like wheat and soy. Do you treat them the same way as you would a client who's coming in and saying, I have all these issues, help me feel better?
Probably even a little bit harder on them.
Really?
Well, you know, the thing is that the performance is a huge component when it comes to nutrition, and I think a lot of people forget, you know, just if you take in consideration for one thing, it's just the recoverability. They're training, you know, 2 or 3 hours in the morning in the pool, then come see us in the afternoon. You know, they're going to have to get recoverability in there, and then that's where the nutrition comes into it, and, of course, nutritional supplements. We've got them on a bunch of nutritional supplements anyway as well. That's another area you've got to be really, really careful with is the supplements, because the fact that you've got to make sure they're very, very clean supplements, because, you know, the drug test and everything, they've got to be all approved for use in the sports.
Right, right. And also you have to use high-quality brands of supplements so that you don't have to worry about the potential of any type of adulteration as well, I would imagine.
Yeah, actually one of the ones they actually like is the Ragnarok from Millennium Sports, the pre-workout. Actually seems to be working really well.
What is it called?
Ragnarok.
I'm not familiar with that.
It's like a pre-workout type of supplement that we're using just to kind of give them a boost. It's
consists of what? Amino acids?
Primarily amino acids. And, yeah, there's, you know, all the basic ones that you would actually throw into one kind of formula for a pre-workout.
Gotcha. So, obviously, Mike Mahler sent them in your direction, but clearly they're having great success. This was a good choice for them. So now, how do you publicize this within the Olympic community so that you attract a greater degree of this caliber of athlete?
Well, I mean, at the moment, you know, we're actually in plans of expanding. I think I've mentioned it to you a couple of times.
Yeah, you told me that you're looking for a bigger facility, right?
Yeah, we're looking for, you know, like 10,000 square feet compared to where we are right now, which is 2,700. And we've actually already ordered the equipment to come in, so we actually got the equipment on the way being constructed and being delivered within the next couple of months. So I think once we have a larger facility, also it'll be a bit easier to sell it on that idea. But even at the moment, I think with Diego doing so well, I think that may be just good advertising right there. And then I guess the word gets around, and that's how usually in this industry, especially being such a kind of small community, that it's just all about word of mouth.
Right, right.
Rather than going out there and trying to promote it and trying to push it on the air or you know, beat it in the magazines and stuff. I mean, I read some stuff in the magazines. You know, we work with some of the film stars. I read some of the stuff in the magazines and online about these film stars I'm actually working with, and you read some stuff about it. It's just like, they're doing that. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, our focus is really our clients, you know. Our focus is to make sure that the swimmers make it and win a medal. Right. So if they do
gold,
right? Not just a medal.
Not a medal, gold. Right.
You know, then then our work really gets around and people will know about us. But our focus is to really make sure that they get strong and maintain their strength and get power, you know, get a lot of power so they can transfer into the pool and therefore they can win.
Okay. I mean, the sport specific training comes down to them being in the pool. We want to make them as strong, as powerful an athlete as possible. And as I said at the beginning, people make the biggest mistake of trying to be too sport specific.
Yeah. Yeah. I could see that. Do you work closely with their swim coach as well?
No,
not really. I mean, they communicate back and forth between us. Right. He's actually a really good coach, and he's actually just letting him, you know, letting us do what we want to do with them. So he's not interfering or anything. He's actually a very, very, very busy coach. So it's actually very hard to kind of get a time with him anyway. But he's happy with what we're doing, of course, and he's letting us just do what we need to do.
I don't want to just to divert for a second. I don't know if you can answer this question, Peter, and I respect the privacy of your clients, but can you drop any names yet about any of the Hollywood people you're working with?
Not really, no. That one I like to keep a little bit quiet. We don't kind of market that at all, and also of course for their own privacy and respecting that. And the fact
I can say these are A-list celebrities that are in current movies, right?
Oh yeah, I mean all of them are basically A-list or involved with production. We have a few right. producers come in and that type of stuff as well.
Right. So if someone is training at your facility, and mm-hmm. one of these A-list people walks in, do you have to avert your eyes like when the Queen walks in the room or something like that?
Nah. The ones we're working with are really cool. I mean, the first time one of these girls came in, Nikita was at the door. You know, she's a very friendly dog. She actually picked her up, put her on the lap. I mean, this is at the time, probably 35, 40-pound dog. Put her on the lap and started cuddling her and licking her and stuff like that. So, they're real, they're just down to earth and stuff. So it's nothing like a lot of people think some of these movie stars are real stuck up or anything. Maybe, but not none of the ones we're working with.
Gotcha. Nick Williamelli just asked on Facebook, how do you spell Regnoc or that amino acid product that you're talking about?
Okay, I think it's
Regnoc.
I think. Mm-hmm. I had to look it up. It's actually from Millennium Sports.
Millennium Sports.
Yeah, actually, if you go to our website, I put that one up on a website because actually this is one I use as well.
Well, there you go. Nick, go to superhumanradio.com, click the AF Performance Center link, go to the afperformancecenter.com website and look for it there.
It's under performance.
It's under, it's under several categories. I think it's actually, we've got a category for pre-workout, so it'll be under that.
Okay. All right. So there you go. You can get it there. That's the answer. So, what else is exciting and new over at AF Performance Center? You are obviously looking for a larger facility, which in the city of Santa Monica must be an arduous task in and of itself. What other exciting things are you doing right now, Peter?
Well, that's one of the biggest part. We're also working on a few other projects we're trying to do. I'm working on, finished up some books I'm working on at the moment, trying to get them out. And then we have a couple of projects, video projects I want to get out too, but they haven't even started yet. Then in August next month, we're actually holding a seminar on the Integrated Nutritional Ecology Level 1 that's been held in New York at my friend's club down in Soho. So we're going to be doing that on the 20th and 21st of next month. It actually happens to be our wedding anniversary on the 22nd. So we'll be in New York for our wedding anniversary.
So the 20th and 21st of August, you have the certification course in New York, and your anniversary is the 22nd?
Yeah, the Monday.
Perfect.
So we're going to be in town. And actually, my daughter's flying up from New Zealand, so I'm taking over to New York with us. So we're going to have some fun over there while we're over there, hopefully.
Now, is your happy family.
Well, there actually, Alicia and her will be having fun shopping while I'm working my butt off.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. How old is your daughter?
18.
And Alicia, do you and her and Peter's daughter get along pretty well?
Yeah. I think so.
Great.
Does she train? Does your daughter train, Peter?
Yeah, I actually just upgraded, got a new membership for her at another gym down in New Zealand because she still lives in New Zealand. So actually when she comes up, we're going to make her train. And she's actually coming up with her boyfriend that he's going to have to work out with me, and we'll see how tough he is.
You're going to burn him up, huh?
I'll kill him on the first day so he can't walk for the rest of the trip, and we'll just leave him at home.
Didn't you text me and tell me that you trained with some Navy SEAL or an Army Ranger who was half your age and you buried him just recently?
Yeah. Yeah, that was interesting. Yeah, and this was my back pain up at the moment, but we did upper body, so it was not so bad. But, yeah, I kind of they're not used to training that way, put it that way.
Yeah. I got
you. So, I mean, he'd been into CrossFit and stuff like that, which a lot of those guys are. But when you actually really put some real training in front of them, it can be pretty tough. But he actually learned a lot, and he really appreciated it. So he's actually coming back for more. But he's actually out at the moment, but he's going to come back before he ships out.
So he didn't get enough of a beating. He's going to try it again. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you got to respect
the guy
like that.
These seals are crazy.
Got to respect the guy like that. There you go.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I want
to... Well, we're waiting for you to come.
Yeah, I know. Keep waiting. you know what? We'll see. I'm trying to do something for August, so let's see if it works out.
Well, actually, if you know what happens, if you don't come in here by November, I'm coming to you.
Okay. And by then, I'll be strong again. I've been training with greater intensity the past couple weeks and greater regularity, and I can feel my strength coming back. And I don't think it's going to be much longer before I'll be back where I was couple years ago. So I'm doing what I need to do right now. I'm very dedicated. Anyway, I want to commend AF Performance Center. I want to remind everybody that AF Performance Center is available for you as well. You just need to go to the website, afperformancecenter.com. You can train with some of the most elite athletes. And while you may not know who they are, if you're standing there when they walk in, some of the most famous movie stars and starlets in Hollywood by training in Santa Monica at AF Performance Center. And I predict that AF Performance Center is going to become one of the meccas of physical culture in California eventually because of the dedication of Alicia Fong and Dr. Peter Rouse. This is their life. They live it. They eat it. They breathe it. They're the real thing. So don't try spending your money with imposters. Try AF Performance Center before. Hey, guys, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks, Cole.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
All right, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Jay Vollmer on from Power Block. They're going to be announcing their new Power Block products that are coming out. Some really exciting stuff. I believe we're talking about 170-pound per hand quick-change dumbbell. This is exciting. We'll be right back. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Mike Mahler is one of the most sought-after teachers in the world of kettlebell training. Whether your goal is greater strength, speed, mental toughness, or fat loss, you'll come away with newfound knowledge. His seminars play to sold-out crowds. Now you can attend one of the most exciting, life-changing strength and conditioning seminars in the world. Seminars are scheduled for Denver, Tacoma, Washington, Washington, D.C., Las Vegas, Hawaii, and Miami. These will not be repeat engagements, so don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Go to MikeMahler.com today and book your seat. That's Mike, MAHLER.com. Space is very limited. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Muscle and joint pain can slow your progress to a screeching halt. That's why I use Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Kodiak Cream won't hinder muscle growth while reducing pain and inflammation because Kodiak Cream uses only non-pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory agents proven to halt inflammation and relieve pain instantly. Kodiak Cream is great if you suffer from fibromyalgia or osteoarthritis as well. Get your Kodiak Cream today by clicking the banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Kodiak Cream. It's the only thing I use to manage pain, and you should too.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Just want to let everybody know that Orbit Nutrition now has a new daily deals section where they blow different products out. For example, right now they have the Genomics Heat Stack in a buy one, get one free offer. When you go to Orbit Nutrition, look on the left-hand side for the link that says Daily Deals. Click it and see what's going on. And these daily deals change constantly, so visit orbitnutrition.com often. My next guest is Jay Vollmer from PowerBlock. How you doing, Jay?
Hey, good. How you doing, Carl?
Good, good. Always great things going on over at PowerBlock. You guys are always trying to come up with better products that help people build more muscle in less space. Would that be an accurate statement?
Definitely our mission, no doubt about that.
Okay, and so the company that has revolutionized the quick change dumbbell, I say that truthfully, it's PowerBlock. You guys have come up with some new products. What are they?
Well, we came out with it we just put it on our website this week, a new dumbbell. It's in our urethane series, which is our latest series of dumbbells. It's our top of the line. But we have a dumbbell that we developed it essentially for some pro teams that use our stuff that wanted more weight. In particular, Jacksonville Jaguars had some 130-pound per hand sets of ours, and they wanted more weight.
Wow! So it's pretty safe bet that the Jaguars are a strong group of guys.
No doubt about that.
Okay.
Yep. They've got some animals, as do all of the pro football teams and the college also. And you know, they're not, you know, normal people, for lack of a better way to put it.
Right.
You know, just because of the superhuman strength that they have.
Right, because they listen to this show, by the way. That's why
that's
they're so
right.
There you go.
That's right.
So they wanted something bigger than 130. Right, okay.
Yep, they wanted more weight. So we developed a set to give them more weight. It's a 10 to 125-pound per hand set, or a 10 to 175-pound per hand.
Holy mackerel. Holy mackerel, 170 pounds a hand.
175 pounds per hand.
175.
Now, yep. Now, the 10 to 175-pound set, it's called the heavyweight 175. That set replaces 55 pairs of dumbbells or over 10,000 pounds of free weights. It replaces 10,075 pounds of free weight.
Holy mackerel.
In the space of one pair. Again, that's not for everybody, but for them, it really, really hits the nail on the head.
How large of a footprint does that thing have?
You know, it's surprisingly small. The heavyweight sets, the 125 and 175, they are about an inch wider and an inch taller than our normal urethane dumbbell offering.
Okay.
But the 125, as an example, is the same length. The new heavyweight 125 is the same length as our 90-pound urethane set is now. The 125-pound dumbbell is only 17 and a quarter inches long.
Holy mackerel, that's really small.
Yeah.
I mean, did you compare that to any of the large static dumbbells out there?
Nothing's even close.
Really? No,
there isn't nothing close. Because our dumbbells before, there was nothing close to.
Size-wise, right.
Yeah, length-wise. Because our Selectrized dumbbell, the smaller you go, weight-wise, the smaller the dumbbell is. Like, for example, our 50-pound dumbbells are like 12 inches long.
Right, right.
You know, and our the sets that that Jacksonville had were the 130-pound sets were 19 inches long. Now the 125 is going to be 17 inches long, and the 175 then is 21 inches long at 175 pounds.
So are you shipping these right now? Are they available right now?
Yep, these are available right now, yeah. Yep.
Now, I got to ask you, I can't believe that there's a big demand for a 175-pound hand dumbbell out
well,
there.
Well, you know, obviously, percentage of people that use that is going to be small. And we thought when we developed this, we thought, okay, the only people interested in this would be those, you know, monsters on pro football and college teams. Maybe some of the guys that do like the Metrics Strongest Man competition.
Well, and also your professional bodybuilders too, I would imagine.
Yeah. They're hurling some big weights too. So but still a super select group. Well, we developed it essentially for those people. So the percentages are pretty small there, but we took this to the Arnold in March, and we're surprised to find how many people. And again, they were you know, obviously fitness minded, because that crowd is fitness minded and into strength training. But there was one gentleman in particular, I can't remember his name, but he has our 125-pound set of dumbbells now that, you know, he's probably had for 12 years. But he was a small guy. He was like 5'9" and 175-180 pounds.
Really?
But he was real strong. I mean, there wasn't any fat on him at all, but he was very strong, and he was into powerlifting, and he's even competed, because the strength for his size was ginormous, but he didn't look, you know, huge or anything like that. He wasn't, you know, intimidating.
Right.
He didn't look like Brock Lesnar or anything like that.
Right.
But he was messing. He was really interested in it, you know, and he grabbed a bench, and he grabbed, like, the 125s, and he can really use 125s. And he was doing all kinds of exercises with it. And because the weight is so compact at the weight, you know, he was using 125s. He would do some exercises, you know, like he was curling, like, you know, 60, 70 pounds per hand. And
right.
And he said the feel of it was just incredible compared to what he had, which was Power Block, that he liked.
Well, I got to tell you something that I've recognized about the Power Block dumbbells. You know, you use them day in and day out, and you really don't pay attention to it. We've already talked about how well they're balanced, because your hand kind of fits inside them, and they're square. They have a great balance to them. But there's a craze going on right now with fat grip devices to increase the thickness of a bar so that your grip is wider. And I noticed the other day that the The grip on my power block dumbbells is definitely much thicker than the grip at the dumbbells at the gym. Mm-hmm. It's almost like it's not, I wouldn't say it's as big as a fat grip, gripping device, but it's in between the normal knurled, dumbbell stem and the fat grip. It's definitely thicker.
Yep, it is. Our urethane series models, which we have several different models, as small as 3 to 21 pounds per hand, and now as big as 10 to 175 pounds per hand, but they all have a contoured handle, and the 50-pound per hand versions and up have the handle, it's 1.5 inch diameter in the center, and it tapers out to 1.1. Now that would be versus our earlier first series of power blocks, the classic series that dates back 18 years. They had a straight handle, and that straight handle was 1.25 inches.
See, yeah, right.
So it went from 1.25 inches in the center to 1.5 inches with the contoured handles.
Right, right.
But yet they're not so big they can't use it. I have fairly small paws, and I have set of urethanes at home. So I mean, it'll work for normal people too.
Okay, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about pricing and where people can get the new Power Block 175-pound hand series of urethane Power Block dumbbells. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Stage to stage, club to club, spot to spot. There they go.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal pack. Stage 1 releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage 2 is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to AgeForce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yo, mic check, yeah, here you go. Yeah, I heard he got that hot new thing. It's called Switch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking right now with Jay Vollmer from Powerblock. Powerblock.com. They are a sponsor of Superhuman Radio. They make an amazing product, a quick change dumbbell. I couldn't live without them. They're fantastic. I use them all the time. And now they just came out with a new 175-pound, up to 175-pound a hand dumbbell, which is a monster in weight. I don't think, does any other quote-unquote, you know, changeable dumbbell out there even come close to that weight?
No, Nope, not even close. And the new heavyweight set is just to clarify too, it's available as a 10 to 125 pound set, and then you can buy a 50 pound per dumbbell add-on kit to expand it later to 175. Obviously, you can buy it all at once to 175 too, but so it can grow incrementally too if. You know, you're on the fence as to do I really need more than 125 pounds per hand or not. You can buy the 125 and expand it later to 175.
Where do people buy Powerblock dumbbells? Where do you prefer that they buy their Powerblock dumbbells?
Well, it's brand new, literally on our website this week. So right now it's probably only available at powerblock.com. Now, our specialty fitness equipment stores, though, that carry our urethane dumbbells, will have it available also. It is kind of, we've sold so many, we took this to a strength trial. I mentioned that we were at the Arnold with this and got actually a surprising response from the consumer world on the product.
Right.
When we really kind of developed it for pro application, them being the, you know, superhuman strength folks that you need, you know, extra weight. For example, we developed it essentially for Jacksonville, but Carolina actually came and seen it at Carolina Panthers at the Arnold too. We had been talking to them about some heavier sets. They're redoing their strength room, and they then we had it then at a collegiate strength coaches show in Kansas City a couple months ago, and a couple pro teams were there also, including Carolina, and then of course every big college was there. Again, we really were blown away by the response we got from those folks, and Carolina bought some, Purdue bought a bunch of them, just sold some this week to Cal Poly, Bakersfield. I mean, we've had several orders that I'm just surprised at the response. You know, on a dumbbell.
You wouldn't have thought. And is production a big problem for this dumbbell? Or
well,
is it
right now it is a little limited, and it's limited because of the limited, to the consumer, just in the fact that the pro and college teams have been buying.
Gobbling them up.
yeah, more so even than we thought. And the thing of it is, it replaces, like in the case of 175, it replaces 55 dumbbells in a space one pair. And like, if you were going to pay $299 a pound for urethane dumbbells, which would be actually very reasonable, what this replaces would cost you $16,220, and
really?
That's without racks.
Really?
Yep.
How much is the set?
The 125 is $899 for a pair.
Okay, so the 10 to 125,
which is going to replace 40 pairs of dumbbells, it's going to replace 5,425 pounds of free weights, going to actually work out to 17 cents a pound. In what it replaces.
Okay, and then what about the other one is, and so then you have to add the 50 pounds to that.
Yep, and that's let me see here, 349 to add. Yep, 349 will add you 50 pounds per side or per hand.
So for about $1,250 roughly, I mean, I'm just looking at it, for around under $1,300.
Yep.
You can have a 10 to 175 pound per hand dumbbell. And if you had to buy individual dumbbells incrementally stepped the same way that the power blocks do, you would spend $16,000, you said?
Oh yeah, it'd be, and that, yeah, that was just for the, that was just for what, the 125 replaced.
So,
yeah.
So these universities can buy five sets of these and be at a bargain price and have five sets of these. So five different guys could be using them at the same time.
Yep.
And still save, $10,000.
Exactly. Exactly. And thus the popularity. I mean, of it. And the other thing about it is a lot of the universities and pro teams now are setting up their weight rooms a little bit different. They're going to a pod kind of setup whereas this is kind of real popular by Mark Verstegen at Athletes Performance in Arizona and IMG Academies in Bradenton, Florida, Jeff Dillman's group down there. And at those two facilities, which are, you know, they're world class, that is the place where the pro baseball players go or the pro football players go before their season to get tuned up or to rehab and that. So they're very, very respected facilities in how they train, their philosophy to train, how they set up all this and that. And both these facilities have kind of a pod type setup where they'll have a big power cage, and then at every power cage they'll have a set of our dumbbells. You know, because you just don't have room. If you had the money to do it, you just don't have room to put 20, 30, 50 pairs of dumbbells at every cage.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So
yeah.
So like at IMG they've got 34 big monster power cages down there. And then at every cage, they've got a set of our commercial power blocks.
That's so cool.
Yeah, but as these strength trainers from the pro teams and the college teams go down to train there and pick up, you know, pointers and whatnot in their off seasons, they're seeing this setup and they're going, you know, that's a good way to do it. And they're going back to their
duplicating it. Right, they're duplicating it.
Yep.
We only have a couple more minutes in the interview. There's people out there that I'm sure are thinking, well, sure, the power blocks are less expensive than buying all these other dumbbells, but the other dumbbells are more durable and will last longer. Do you have any evidence about how long power block dumbbells last?
Well, we've been out for 18 years now. The first series of dumbbells that we have, we put a 10-year warranty on it. That sounded like a long time. If there's a problem that ever has arisen after that, we've just simply covered on it. On our new urethane series dumbbells, as an example, our next generation, by the way, our second generation was 15-year warranty. Well, our new urethane series dumbbells, for home use, we warranted for lifetime now.
Wow. That is cool.
And one thing I found out, the power blocks have different pieces. There isn't anything that's totally indestructible in a dumbbell. I mean, if you can drop it enough from high enough, you can break something. But one of the cool things about the power lock is every piece is available. If you could break something,
right,
you're not out of luck. We can just send you a piece to replace it. Whereas I found out a few weeks back, we have some very expensive fixed dumbbells here as we compare like lengths, you know, versus the power block lengths of like a fixed traditional dumbbell and that. And we had some real expensive ones. I won't mention the name, but a very popular brand, and they're great dumbbells. There's no question about it. But we dropped a 65 pounder, and it bent.
Really?
I mean, you know, it was on a hard floor, but
still,
the handle just bent. Well, and I've talked to strength coaches at that college show, and they go, oh yeah, they bend all the time. You drop them, and yeah, they bend. Well, what happens when you have a dumbbell, let's say, for example, a 100-pound urethane dumbbell, probably cost, we looked up 150-pound urethane dumbbell, a fixed dumbbell. It was like $400 for one dumbbell, not
wow.
a pair.
Wow.
You drop that, and that handle bends, now what are you going to do? You think they're going to send you a new dumbbell? Probably not.
Yeah.
But if you could break a part on ours, we can just send you that one part, you know, and you're back in business.
Yeah, it's a lot cheaper, obviously.
It's
modular. It's modular.
So the maintenance actually is pretty cool on them too.
Yeah. Well, listen, I want to ask my listeners to visit powerblock.com. Powerblock is a sponsor of the show. They make an amazing product. Everybody should have a set of power blocks in their home. And, Jay, I want to thank you for coming on the show today and talking about the new product. And thank
my
you
pleasure.
For continuing to be a sponsor of Superhuman Radio.
Again, our pleasure.
Okay, and we'll talk to you soon, okay, Jay?
Thanks, Carl.
Okay.
Have a good weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, so when we come back, we're going to have all the way from Germany, Dr. Andro, and from inside the United States, we're going to have Duong Nguyen on the show. We're going to be talking about intermittent fasting for the next hour and how you can manipulate it to build anabolic steroid-like muscle while shedding fat. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. Your shaker bottle is the most important tool in meal planning. The convenience of being able to take a ready-to-drink meal on the road is a necessity. Too often, our shaker bottle backfires on us, making what should be a convenience a disaster. Shaker Pro is the only shaker bottle in the world with a separate chamber to keep your protein powder dry until you're ready to mix it. Shaker Pro's patented design ensures that all of your powders will blend completely. Shaker Pro is BPA-free. Go to 4sportlife.com today. That's the number 4, sportlife.com. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro Series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro Series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Look, brother, there's a new groove. There's a new thing. Gets down to the nitty gritty. Yeah, that's it.
There's a new groove. There's a new thing. It's really not new, at least not to me. It's called intermittent fasting, and its effect on the body is amazing. Not only on health that I've talked about a lot on this show, but apparently you can be accused of using anabolic steroids if you know how to manipulate this properly. My next two guests, all the way from Germany, Dr. Andro. How are you, Dr. Andro?
I'm fine. Excited to be back on the show.
Yes. Of course. And then we have, now you're going to have to help me with the pronunciation of the first name again. It's Yang Nguyen.
All right, Carl. Let's just pronounce Yang. Uh-huh.
Okay, there we go. Okay. And I'm going to have to try to modulate between your audios because Professor Andro is a little bit lower in audio than you are, but we'll work it out. Okay. So anyway, I learned about Yang when I read the best blog in the world to read, which is Professor Andro's Subversity blog, which is actually subversity.blogspot.com, when he posted before and after pictures of your 12-week results using a intermittent fast approach, and you became not only shredded but appears more muscular. Is that correct? Did you end up more muscular, or is that just the appearance after you were shredded?
Well, you know what, Carl? It's difficult for me to say. I don't know if I actually gained muscle. I mean, it definitely looks like it. But, you know, with I was on a caloric deficit the whole time. So it's hard to say whether I gained muscle or not. I know that something, you know, really, really strange did happen that's never happened before, is that I was actually getting stronger in the gym while on caloric deficit. So that's actually the first time that happened to me. So I you know, maybe it was due to intermittent fasting. I wish that I would have gotten like body fat measurements so I could know for sure if I gained muscle or not. But, you know, as you see, some of my circumference measurements, like my chest circumference, actually increased by half an inch. So definitely it looked like it was possible.
Wow. That's pretty impressive. Now, do you have any opinions on this, Professor Andro?
Well, if you ask me, then he certainly gained a lot of a whole amount of muscle, because if your weight goes down 4 inches and your chest circumference goes up, even if it's only half an inch, then this is one of the best indicators of real transformation, meaning that you lost body fat and you gained muscle mass.
I have to agree. I really do. I mean, that makes a lot of sense to me. I have to agree with Dr. Andro on this one. Yang, I'm sorry. I tried to.
And you know what? And until just recently, I wasn't sure if I was gaining muscle or not. But actually, just this past Tuesday, I actually took another back picture, and in that picture on Tuesday, I was weighing in at 163. That was 2 pounds less than the picture that was posted on Dr. Andro's blog. So I was 163, but my back, it looked wider and thicker with more cuts in it. So I was pretty amazed by that. You know, I've been continuing the intermittent fasting ever since I ended the 12 weeks. I still continue to do it, and it definitely does look like I've gained even more muscle, which is, you know, pretty incredible.
You know,
I'll post the picture up on my blog, and you know, for everyone to see, it's pretty amazing.
Now, we have to, before we go any further, we have to commend someone who's been promoting this approach to building muscle and burning fat for a while. He's got a website called leangains.com. I've tried to get him on the show several times. Recently emailed him again, asking him to come on the show. That's Martin Birkin, who, did you follow his approach into this? Did you learn from him?
Well, I mean, I never had direct contact with him, but I learned about Martin and his lean gains approach from browsing. I know you have a thing with Lyle McDonald, Carl, but I actually discovered intermittent fasting and lean gains from browsing Lyle McDonald's forums. So
I don't have a thing with Lyle. Lyle has a thing with me.
I guess Lyle has a thing with you.
Yeah, but now we've given him some more free advertising on the show, so there you go. But anyway,
I was forums, and that's how I came across Martin's lean gains. A lot of people on the forum were talking about it, and you know, I read everything on his website that I could. Also read the forums, trying to gather other people's experiences with it, and you know, that's how I came about, you know, giving it a try.
Okay. Well, I want to get deeper into the actual approach that you applied, but interestingly enough, I saw the pictures of you, but I never read the entire article that was posted on Dr. Andro's website until this morning in preparation for the show, and found out that you and I approach the mini fast exactly the same way. I stop my fast at 3 o'clock. Only because I'm done with my show at 3 o'clock. I fast through my show. But the difference is,
right,
I train fasted and you don't, correct?
Definitely. No, not totally fasted. You know, I'll have a protein shake right before, but yeah, not totally fasted. Like,
I mean, I'm
like
training,
you would in the
morning. All I'm having when I train in the morning right now are a very large, about 25 or 30 grams of BCAAs. And then I take some basic supplements before training, and I do inject my doctor-prescribed growth hormone before I train as well. And then I
you would not really have to do that, because it has been shown that training on an empty stomach or taking BCAAs before training and then on a half-empty stomach will actually increase growth hormone secretion. So I suppose that this is something Duang really benefited from, that training, half empty with just his protein shake, he got these increments in growth hormone.
Yeah.
At least one factor.
Yeah, I mean, that's because of the relationship between hunger, ghrelin, and growth hormone secretion, correct, Dr. Andro?
Yeah, that factors into it, and there are actually a few studies that really show that this works. Of course, the increase is not tremendous, but add up a certain amount of those little effects, and what you get is results like Duang had, and this is quite impressive, I would say.
Okay, now, like I said, I want to wait till we go through this next break, which we're going to take in about a minute, to actually talk about your protocol itself. But it also should be said that you have dieted down in the past using a more traditional multi-meal approach, correct, Young?
Right, exactly, yep, I have, you know, the traditional meal approach of trying to get protein in every 2 to 3 hours, you know, and I've done that before, but I've never been truly happy with the end result, not like this time around.
Why? What was it that's different this time around that you did not see with the traditional approach?
Well, as far as the actual process, you know, for me, eating every 3 hours really was a chore. You know, even if I were to have to just pack a protein shake to be able to get, you know, some protein every 3 hours, it was a pain for me to do that. So finding intermittent fasting, it really was liberating to not have to think about food all the time.
I have to agree with you on this one, because when I come to the studio in the morning, generally, I have to bring my briefcase. I'm usually carrying my gym bag because I'm just coming from the gym, and I also carry a small cooler. Now, I have a refrigerator here, but I have to transport my food in and put it in the fridge. And I have to lug all, and now since I've been fasting again, I just have a bag of BCAAs in my bag. I use BCAAs throughout the day until I eat my first meal, which is generally around 3 o'clock. And then I eat like an animal for the rest of the day. And I am getting leaner and I am getting stronger in the gym, which is completely counterintuitive. But let's do this. Let's do this.
Right. Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
Yeah, let's take a quick commercial break. When we come out of the other side of the break, I want to talk a little bit more about your traditional approach that you've used before to try to get in this type of condition and this approach. And then we're going to talk about the actual protocol. We're talking with Yang Nguyen and Dr. Andro about intermittent fasting and how to manipulate it to actually build muscle, build strength, and shred yourself. Contrary to what a lot of people think, it is not catabolic. In fact, if you listen after this show is over, you will hear me re-air the original show that I did 2 years ago with Dr. Mark McCarty, where he actually performed a study showing that training first thing in the morning while fasted, he called it mini fast, built muscle and burns fat. It is not catabolic. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Some rides go fast, some rides go slow. You fear heights when I'm high. Hell yeah, I go low. It tastes so sweet. That sticky cotton candy. We get
introducing AgeForce Testo 100, the first testosterone booster in a transdermal time-release patch. Produced in FDA-certified labs, Testo 100 bypasses digestion and delivers its testosterone-boosting formula directly into the bloodstream. That's a huge advantage over oral testosterone supplements. Testo 100 patches raise testosterone levels throughout the day to elevate libido, energy, and maximize muscle-building, fat-burning effects without suppressing normal testosterone production. For a limited time, Superhuman Radio listeners can save 50% off Testo 100 by going to ageforce.com and using the coupon code SHR4. Don't wait. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use code SHR4 and save 50% now.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. When you take real performance enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I just want to remind everybody who's tuning in late Orbit Nutrition has a new daily deal section where they're blowing stuff out constantly. Like today, they've got Genomics Heat at a buy one, get one free. Visit orbitnutrition.com. Look on the left-hand side. Look for their daily deals link. Check them out. Show them some love. My guest today, all the way from Germany, Dr. Andro, one of my favorite guests to have on the show, of course. And it's not just because he and I share a very, very similar birthday. That could be part of it. And then also, Jan Nguyen, who has had amazing success using intermittent fasting to shred himself and build muscle at the same time. I should also say, right before the show today, I called my good friend, physical culture and nutritional historian Randy Roach. And I asked him, I said, didn't Vince Gironda experiment with a one meal a day approach for a while? And he said he didn't recall if Vince was the guy, but there were some people out there who did. One of the guys was a fellow named Mike Brown, who was a bodybuilder. Unfortunately, Mike Brown is kind of a interesting character, so a lot of the stuff he did wasn't taken seriously. But several bodybuilders had experimented with a two-meal-a-day template, which was actually first exposed to us by Ari Hofmeckler when looking at the Roman Empire and the warrior diet. So you can't have two meals a day without fasting. It's impossible. So this approach has worked in the past for some people. Now, Young, let me ask you a question. You said earlier that this was much more successful than any of the others, and we really kind of focused on the convenience of not having to lug your food and prepare food. But also, did you get more shredded this time and more muscular, or was there a benefit to the multi-meal plan?
Oh, yeah, definitely. This time I did end up, you know, like if I said in my blog post on Dr. Andro's site, this is the most ripped I've ever been, and probably the most muscle I've ever, you know, had at the end of a cut. Something that I wanted, that you mentioned on the other end of the break about, you know, fasting being catabolic. That was one of the biggest fears for me. I'm sure it's one of the biggest fear that many people will have who you normally follow like a 6-meal-a-day protocol, is that they're going to lose muscle if they don't eat every 3 hours. Well, it definitely looked like I didn't lose any muscle, and I actually gained muscle, and I ended up bigger and more ripped than I've ever been. So.
I think if you were, and correct me, Dr. Andro, chime in on this. I think that fasting for 24 hours has been shown in lots of research not to produce a catabolic effect. In fact, there's a more efficient recycling of amino acid pools that occurs. But going beyond that, maybe 2, 3, 4 days, then you probably are tilting the scales to catabolism. Would you have an opinion on that, Dr. Andro?
Well, actually, Martin Buckham always cites a few studies which go to show that it's about 16 hours before even the least catabolism begins. And this is also why he advises his clients to fast for 16 hours. And even then, it's not like you would really lose muscle tissue, but rather the, let's say your muscles will lose some of their volume, but they can gain that back very fast. And there's also a great misunderstanding about the cortisol response to fasting, because this is actually what induces the fat loss. You won't be able to lose fat without a certain amount of cortisol at the right moment. And the right moment is when your insulin levels are low and your body is able to access your fat stores. If you release cortisol and stress hormones and you are in a fasted state, and the first thing your body will do is you will try to get energy, and you will do this by accessing the fat stores. So totally depleting cortisol cannot be your goal, because it's an essential hormone. It's also essential for fat loss.
Okay.
So all this fear of cortisol and raising. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here. It sounds like someone has call waiting. I have to believe that it might be Yang's phone, maybe, or something like that.
No, not mine.
Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead. I don't know what that is. Well, let's just go beyond it. Go ahead, Dr. Andro.
Okay. Well, the thing about cortisol is that you still needed to burn fat.
Right.
And going catabolic is nothing you really have to fear, especially not if you still have those fatty those adipose tissues your body can access. If you are already very, very lean, then the situation may be somewhat different. And I would like to hear what Duan experienced in the last week, because I would say he's way below 10% body fat, and I've made the experience that things start to change when you really start getting to those lower body fat levels.
Like, what do you mean that things start to change?
Well, personally, I've noticed that my need for carbohydrates increases as my body fat percentages drop.
Ah.
Because otherwise, I feel lethargic and I can't train with the same intensity. That does not say that I suddenly need to follow a high carbohydrate diet, but I at least need to reintroduce a few carbs around workouts, which is not necessary when my body fat levels are above 15%, for example.
Now, have you noticed this as well, Yang, by any chance? Are you craving carbs by any chance?
Well, you know what? I'm not craving carbs, but it's funny that Dr. Andrew mentioned that because, you know, during my cut, when I was higher in body fat, I did have a cheat day every 2 weeks. But now that I'm leaner, I just decided that, you know, maybe it would be better for me to have a cheat day every week. So that's what I do now, and it's, I seem to be getting good results with it.
I think that's really important to know your body and to get a feeling for that. And I'm also not craving carbs, but I'm realizing that I'm performing better if I'm having those carbs from time to time. And it's not imperative for me, and it's not like I would like to eat sweets, but I like the effect. And you also feel, at least this is my feeling, that a refeed from time to time really resets the system and gets you back on track. It's the same like the reset that comes from the intermittent fast. These are the two opposite signals you're giving your body. The one is the fast, that is a signal that now it's time to access your fat stores, and then some kind of refeed, which signals your body, well, it's not so bad that you have to go in this hunger state where even where your body will even defend his last fat stores.
Okay, let's examine what Yang actually did first of all. Explain a given day in your fast, when you trained, when you ate, what you ate, and so on and so forth.
Okay. Well, you know, typically, I would wake up in the morning around 7 o'clock, a.m., I would take a vitamin C pill and then maybe a fat burner if I needed it for that day. And I wouldn't break the fast until around, 3:30, and that's when I would have a protein shake and go work out at 4 p.m. During my workout, I would have a mixture of 10 grams of BCAAs and creatine, and then my workout would take anywhere from an hour to an hour and 15 minutes. Once I was done, I would go home, I would have another protein shake, and then maybe an hour later I would eat my big meal for the day. Basically, and what I relied on most days was chicken thighs and whole eggs for the high fat content, high protein content
right,
of that.
Right,
And that's also when I would take all my fish oil pills, multivitamins, vitamin D, and then maybe an hour or two later, I would have another protein shake to finish the night, and then I would fast from that time on until
what
the next
What
day.
Time was that generally? Like 9 o'clock?
No, probably like around 7 or 8.
Okay.
So my fast was very short. I mean, my eating window was very short. I had a longer fast than the 16 hours, and you know, but my eating window was very short. That's just because, you know, I feel better that way. I don't want to eat anything too late, and it's just because I don't feel good if I eat.
Yeah, you sleep better if you don't have a ton of food in your body. There's no doubt about it.
Right, and you know, but with the intermittent fasting, you're going to have a ton of food in your stomach already. So
right, because your stomach shrinks a little bit. You know, you everything you eat.
Oh yeah. Yeah, and you know what? After my blog post was posted on Dr. Andrew's site, a lot of my friends saw it, and they are now trying it. That's one of the things that they've experienced as well, is that they get full a lot easier. It's just because their stomach isn't used to having food in it all the time.
Exactly.
And I think it's an important factor with a short feeding window is that I think you would feel that you're much you feel much more satiety than when you spread out your meals across about 8 hours or so. You really feel stuffed up. And this is I think that this is a very potent signal your body receives, that everything's all right, and you can go on attacking those fat stores.
Well, you know, the thing that you have to also realize is that after fasting for up to 16 hours, the shift in insulin sensitivity in your body is dramatic. I mean, I've talked to Dr. Connolly about this while talking about some other subjects. And fasting actually can increase insulin sensitivity very quickly because the body's response is, oh, my goodness, we're not getting any food. We better be prepared when something does come. We need to do our best to shuttle it quickly. And so what you're basically doing is making your body more insulin sensitive, in your case, the way you were doing it, and then giving it a high protein a dose and then training. So your muscles are just going to gobble up everything that's coming down the pike at that point in time. And you're going to remain insulin sensitive at least for the next few meals if you don't have a high carb load. And that, to me, screams muscle-building efficiency, contrary to what a lot – now, we have to take a quick commercial break, but my good friend, and I respect him a great deal, Dr. Lane Norton, and I have gotten into discussions on the Body RX show and in private about intermittent fasting. And he feels that there's no value to it. In fact, it's dangerous. It's not a good idea. But at the same time, he talks about the relationship to protein pulsed feeding and mTOR. And he says that it may not be the people's best advantage to eat these 8-10 meals a day, because there needs to be a sort of a modulation that occurs to have a greater response in mTOR. Do you remember that discussion by any chance, Dr. Andrew?
Yeah, I do remember that. And in fact, I would agree rather with your position in this case, because it's not only about increasing muscle insulin sensitivity and taking a greater advantage, for example, of the post-workout nutrition. I've just posted a few links on Facebook for everyone to see. There's one study which explicitly shows that faster training increases the response to refeeding after training.
Right.
And this is the muscular side, but there's also the neurological side, which is that your brain becomes more insulin responsive. And we are just about realizing that insulin resistance in the brain could be a fundamental culprit in the whole obesity epidemic, and this could also be related to what you have discussed in one of the previous shows this week, which is the concept of a set point.
Yes.
And how to manipulate a set point. And if you're insulin resistant in the brain, you can eat as much as you want, and your body will always signal that it does not get enough. And by fasting, you are breaking this vicious cycle. And you can restore insulin responsiveness in the brain and thus get beneficial results systemically.
You know, the medical orthodoxy is now starting to refer to this notion as type 3 diabetes. And this is insulin resistance of the brain that promotes lots of other neurological disorders and diseases. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be talking more. I've got lots more questions about intermittent fasting. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We will be right back.
Introducing
Introducing AgeForce Testo 100, the first testosterone booster in a transdermal time-release patch. Produced in FDA-certified labs, Testo 100 bypasses digestion and delivers its testosterone-boosting formula directly into the bloodstream. That's a huge advantage over oral testosterone supplements. Testo 100 patches raise testosterone levels throughout the day to elevate libido, energy, and maximize muscle-building, fat-burning effects without suppressing normal testosterone production. For a limited time, Superhuman Radio listeners can save 50% off Testo 100 by going to ageforce.com and using the coupon code SHR4. Don't wait. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use code SHR4 and save 50% now. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
Nowhere is performance enhancement more important than in the bedroom. That's why I use VIP from Geared Up Nutrition. VIP is a blend of herbal and botanical agents that maximize pleasure and performance. And it works for women too. In fact, VIP is so good you'll swear it's pharmaceutical. But it's not. And best of all, you only need one capsule about an hour before you're about to get passionate, and VIP works for up to 3 days. You can get VIP by going to veryintensepleasure.com. Try it once, and you'll buy it again and again. Veryintensepleasure.com.
AgeForce introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal pack. Stage one releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it, and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage two is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage. And it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Dr. Andrew all the way from Germany and Yang Nguyen, who is here inside the United States and has been able to just transform his body to an amazing degree, so much so that you've been accused of using anabolic steroids, haven't you?
Right, yeah. And I saw that on Dr. Andrew's blog. You know what it is, Carl? I think what it is, it's the uneducated people who don't know anything about training and nutrition that they see my pictures and they automatically scream steroids. But I think most of your listeners don't know that with proper training, proper nutrition, you can really make a huge dramatic difference in your body in you know, a short time.
Well, and I can say unabashedly that I have used a various amounts of anabolics in my past, and some ridiculous amounts, and I saw no immediate transformation of my body. In fact, what you put in your body, the training and the nutrition speaks. I know a lot of people who use a gram a week of testosterone. They don't get shredded. Not even 12 weeks later, they're not shredded. So.
Right. And really, you know, when it comes to nutrition, nutrition is where you can really make a dramatic change in your body. You know, and I tell people that all the time. If you really want to see a huge difference, you got to change how you eat. And you know, maybe now with my blog, I can convince people to do intermittent fasting if they want to.
Well, now,
another thing, you know, Carl, I never said that I was a weak, untrained, sedentary person who all of a sudden started lifting weights and using intermittent fasting.
Right.
You know, on my blog, I wrote that I've been lifting weights for around 10 years now. It's just that I've never found the right nutrition protocol until now to look like I do now.
Yeah, the results is astonishing. Dr. Andrew spoke to something that I want to ask you a question. I noticed that when I fast, generally around noon, I start to actually feel euphoric. I have a feeling that this has something to do with the increased sensitivity of the insulin receptors in the brain to be able to operate more efficiently under the threat of limited glucose availability. Do you notice this high? I spoke to Ori Hofmeckler about it once on the show, and he agrees that you definitely can feel that way. Have you noticed it?
Are you speaking to me or Dr.
Yeah, no, to you. You're the one that's doing the fasting. So.
Okay. I've noticed it. And also these people that have started intermittent fasting after they saw my blog, they've noticed it too. You know, they say they have increased energy, focus,
increased acuity, a mental acuity. It's like your mind works better. And Dr. Andrew, I'm sorry.
Because I know when I used to, do the six meals a day and eat something in the morning, I know I didn't feel like how I did with intermittent fasting. I mean, you know, I would eat something and I would not feel as clear as what I should, you know.
What, Dr. Andrew, I have a sense of well-being when I do, when I have, apply my fasting techniques. What do you think that's attributed to?
I think this is going to happen when your blood sugar levels are falling down and your body has to compensate, and then you're starting to release neurotransmitters and stress hormones, and you probably will wonder, but actually those at the right dose, they will make you feel great. And this feeling of euphoria is very well known in people who are not only intermittent fasting, but who are anorexic and eating about nothing the whole day long, and they feel like they are high. And in fact, I think this is something nature created for us to feel good and to go hunting and to go search for food. And you see this in animals. When you put those animals on an intermittent fast, then after a certain time span, their activity level increases and they become really vigorous and they are moving and they are roaming about their cages. And this is a completely natural mechanism. And in fact, it is something that for us human beings feels great.
Young, what was your training like during the fast? Were you able to train with the same intensity and strength levels that you did when you were on a multi-meal approach?
Carl, I think my training was actually even better with the intermittent fasting than when I was doing the multi-meal approach. This time around, you know, I said something happened to me that has never happened on a cut before, and what it was is I actually got stronger in the gym. You know, previous times I would either maintain just the weight or I would actually lose strength in the gym, but this time I actually gained strength, so I thought that was pretty amazing, and I was just, you know, I was wondering what was going on because it never happened to me before.
Do you think that this is possibly the role, Dr. Andrew, of homeosis at work here, that the organism, in an effort to supercompensate for the adversity, actually becomes stronger?
I mean, it's definitely possible. The only thing is I wasn't doing completely fasted training, so I don't know what, you know, Dr. Andrew, you mentioned that it was half fasted, right, if I have a protein shake beforehand.
Dr. Andrew, do you think that the homeosis plays a role in any of this, the fact that he continued to get stronger even though he was half-fasted? I mean, surely eating a hypocaloric diet, even if you have a protein drink right before a workout, it is counterintuitive to think that you would be stronger. What do you think it's homeosis?
Well, I don't know if it's hormesis, but I'm not on par with the concept that you really need to eat a hypercaloric diet to become stronger. Because if you time your meals and all your intake at the right times, then in the time when you do not have food available, you are living off your fat stores, and the food you are putting into your mouth after the workouts is sucked up by your insulin-sensitive muscle tissue, and the protein synthesis is upregulated, and you will gain muscle and lose fat. This is the whole concept of intermittent fasting. Live on your fat stores when you don't train. Position your food intake around your workouts. Probably the best way is to do it after your workouts and gain muscle while you lose fat. I don't think that you really need the concept of hormesis to explain this. It's rather a concept of clever insulin manipulation and clever hormonal manipulation that triggers this cascade that enables you to gain muscle and thus become stronger by feeding your body the right food at the right time and depriving it of the wrong food at the right time. And Duong's approach, like training with only protein, with just the protein intake, is quite similar to a study I've had on my blog a few days ago, where Israeli police officers lost a tremendous amount of weight by doing something you could call an intermittent insulin fast, where they ate carbohydrates only in the evening, and they fasted, or carbohydrate fasted, the whole day long, and they lost a tremendous amount more of body fat than the control group on the same caloric intake, but with carbs in every meal.
Interesting. And as creatures of the day, we tend to produce the largest amount of insulin at night, correct?
Well, we do, and they also achieved an effect that shifted leptin production from the night, where it's usually highest, to the day, and this favored the burning of fatty acids in the day when the people just ate fat and protein, and then in the evening the carbohydrate refeed they did, or it was not a real refeed, but it was taking in carbohydrates that resetted the system. And interestingly, those people, they did not even feel hungry on the diet, while the other ones, which consumed even the exact same foods, but they did not distribute them in this planned way, they were hungry all the time, and therefore they did not lose as much fat mass as the low carbohydrate group.
Interesting. We have to take our last commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to wrap up the interview with Yang Nguyen and Dr. Andro about intermittent fasting. This may be what you need, guys and gals out there, to get the body that you've always dreamed of having. And it's very easy to do. In fact, most people fall apart at the meal plan. What do I eat? How often do I eat? Guess what? You eat a lot less. There's a lot less to worry about, a lot less preparation. You feel great throughout the day. You get stronger in the gym. And your body grows muscle and loses fat. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Muscle and joint pain can slow your progress to a screeching halt. That's why I use Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Kodiak Cream won't hinder muscle growth while reducing pain and inflammation because Kodiak Cream uses only non-pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory agents proven to halt inflammation and relieve pain instantly. Kodiak Cream is great if you suffer from fibromyalgia or osteoarthritis as well. Get your Kodiak Cream today by clicking the banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Kodiak Cream. It's the only thing I use to manage pain, and you should too.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. Your shaker bottle is the most important tool in meal planning. The convenience in being able to take a ready-to-drink meal on the road is a necessity. Too often, our shaker bottle backfires on us, making what should be a convenience a disaster. Shaker Pro is the only shaker bottle in the world with a separate chamber to keep your protein powder dry until you're ready to mix it. Shaker Pro's patented design ensures that all of your powders will blend completely. Shaker Pro is BPA-free. Go to 4sportlife.com today. That's the number 4, sportlife.com. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking to Yang Nguyen and Dr. Andro about intermittent fasting. I don't know, Yang, if you've heard about this or... I feel like I read a couple years ago about intermittent fasting in an article where some people experimented with it and were using a similar approach to what you're using. I think they were actually fasting from about 8 o'clock in the evening until about noon the next day. And then they were training fasted. They were training fasted and they were then eating literally all they wanted, but obviously not refined carbohydrates, not sugars and stuff, but I mean healthy foods, healthy proteins, healthy fats, you know, vegetables and so on and so forth, did not gain fat, continued to lose fat, even though they were unrestricted in their food intake during the unfasted period. Either of you, can you weigh in on this? Is there any truth to the matter that outside of the fasted period, you could pretty much eat anything you want?
I haven't heard of that, Carl, so I can't really speak on that. I know for me, I know there's people on the board who say they try intermittent fasting and they're not getting as good results as I am. I know a lot of people, they kind of use intermittent fasting as an excuse to not eat so clean. You know, they'll fast throughout the day and then they'll eat whatever, but this, you know, it'll include junk. So
right.
So I think that's probably why they're not getting as good results.
You have any opinions, Dr. Andro, on this as far as the unrestricted intake during the non-fasted period and its effect on the body?
I would agree with what Duan already said because it's important that you still eat clean, and if you eat clean, you won't have the problem that you really overeat. You will eat as much as your body needs to repair and build new muscle tissue, and then you will feel satiety. And I think this is a real huge problem in our in today's society because, in fact, we are starting with a very, very bad way of intermittent fasting when we are children because we are told to eat breakfast, to eat lunch, to eat dinner, and at certain time points, and not when we are really hungry. And we are about to lose a real the feeling of being hungry is something that most people do not really know anymore. Most people have constant appetite and cravings for all this bad foods, and this is something very different from being really hungry. If you are hungry, then you do not care what it is. It's just important that you get something to eat. And by doing those intermittent fasts, you do not really get in this state of crazy hunger, but you reset those certain switches which teach your body the difference between hunger and appetite. And I think that this could be a factor in the success of this, of the people you were talking about, that they in fact really regulated, or they had an intake regulation of food intake, which is something I would say at least 99% of the people today are lacking, or absolutely lacking. They cannot control the amount they are eating. They are just eating what they are used to eat. And this is something you see with many people, that they are hungry because they are used to eat, let's say, three pieces of toast for breakfast. And when they then suddenly have to switch to scrambled eggs, then the three pieces of toast are missing. And this is what makes them hungry, not really that they are lacking calories or nutrients.
Yeah, very interesting. Intermittent fasting has been shown in numerous studies, and even every other day fasting has been shown in, I think, two different studies to actually promote leanness, but not impede the ability to maintain muscle mass. And in the every other day fasting scenario that was done on rats, it actually had all the markers of benefits that is seen in the longevity, hypocaloric, ultra-low-calorie diets out there that they claim make people live longer. You know, fasting has been around for a very, very long time. The father of American physical culture, Bernard McFadden, was a huge proponent of fasting. He fasted for different reasons at different times. People who fast tend to be leaner. There's no doubt about it. And I don't mean emaciated. I mean leaner. They have less body fat on them. So there's some magic to it. There's no doubt about it. Okay, Young, we talk about using this in the quote-unquote cut environment. Can you see a way to modify this slightly and live this way?
Well, you know what, Carl? Since finding intermittent fasting, I really don't, like, I'm not going to go back to eating six meals a day. This is going to be a lifestyle change for me. I'm always going to eat this way. The only thing I've done with this so far is cut. I've never tried anything else. As far as doing it every day as just, a lifestyle change, the intermittent fasting, you can come home, so you can fast, go work out, come home and eat whatever you want. You just can't eat, junk, because no matter how good intermittent fasting is, you can out-eat the positive effects of it if you eat junk all the time during your eating window. So, for most people, I would think, if they just you stay with clean foods, they don't even have to track calories, they can eat whatever they want during the eating window as long as it's not total junk. And, they'll get leaner and stronger in the gym at the same time.
There you go. I Ari Hofmeckler has been promoting this for a very long time. When I was talking to Randy Roach this morning about this, he talked about, I guess the Hunza eat similarly. They have a period of fasting in each of the day. And they're known to live a very long time. And Ari Hofmeckler was really the guy who rang this bell first in the Warrior Diet. Ori is one that believes that, A, the notion that breakfast is the most important meal is incorrect, completely incorrect, that people should embrace hunger. There are benefits from feeling hungry. Ori talks about the high that you get when you fast. He's been promoting this for a very, very long time, but yet a lot of people don't get it. Young, do you think that at some point in time the traditional bodybuilding orthodoxy will experiment with this instead of the traditional cut diet? Will there be enough people out there to go, this guy got shredded and kept growing, let me try this because I probably can get shredded faster than I normally do? You think people will start to embrace this, or do you think the fear of catabolism will always keep them away from it?
Well, you know, it's difficult to say. I know on lean gains, Martin already has some clients that are, you know, they compete in bodybuilding shows, and they have used the lean gains approach to cut down and compete. So it's really hard to say. You know, the intermittent fasting first came out when you said, or you mentioned it in the Warrior Diet, and I remember reading about that too, but at that time I was like, that's too crazy. I'm not going to do that.
I'm not going to lose muscle, right?
Yeah. So, you know, it's been I don't know when that came out. It must have been over 5 years ago.
Yeah.
But it's still spreading. It's spreading among all my friends. So,
do you what was it? And we're coming to the end of the show. What was it that made you finally go, I'm going to try this. I'm probably going to lose some muscle, but I'm going to try it.
Well, you know, it really was the before and after pictures. Just like you know, the before and after pictures really have a huge effect on you, especially when you see it from quote unquote real people,
right?
You know, and not just people in magazines. So that had a huge effect on me, and it was just the number of clients that Martin showed as well, and with success. So
Dr. Andrew, you may want to chime in on this one. What supplements are beneficial while fasting? Obviously, BCAAs to help try to stave off some catabolic response. What else?
Well, I think what Dylan did was pretty on spot. I think he took BCAAs, he took his creatine, and he also took a fat burner, a thermogenic fat burner, which helps, well, he says it helps decrease hunger, and I would add to that it actually helps releasing those neurotransmitters which help liberate fat, and he specifically used one of those fat burners which had alpha urobilin, which is known to help open up those fat cells because it attaches to the alpha receptors, and he also used the test booster. I'm not pretty sold on those products, but I think they can help you because they may shift your they may give you a certain drive or those 10% more of free testosterone could in fact have a beneficial effect. But the basics are really BCAAs and creatine and even maybe a fat burner. And if you do not want to use a real fat burner, you could just use caffeine or drink tea.
Dr. Andro, what about acetyl L-carnitine because of its supposed ability to increase the preference of triglycerides by the mitochondria?
Well, this is one of the more expensive supplements. I was just thinking of the basics. Of course, you could add many of those amino acids we have discussed in the amino acids for superhumans series. Acetyl L-carnitine or L-carnitine in general would be a good idea. Especially if you are also doing a very low carb or a high fat diet, because it really helps keeping your mitochondria clean and keeping them burn fat at a very high rate. So this would certainly be a good addition.
Okay. All right. Well, I think we've laid out a pretty easy to understand template of how to achieve this. I'm hoping that some of the listeners will embrace this approach and experiment with it and report back to me about their experience. I would love to change the way people think about the way they, you know, the whole concept of X number of meals a day occurred through the industrialization of America and everywhere else. It wasn't until assembly lines came along where people said, you know, if we can get people to eat before they come to work and then eat once during the day at 12 o'clock and then eat when they go home, we could have 2 4-hour productive cycles of assembly line work. The industrialization of the population is where this whole idea of you have to eat at a certain time every day occurred. Before that, we ate when we were hungry and not before then. No one said, you know, I happen to be in the house. I'm going to go back in the field and work. Let me eat now so I don't get hungry. No, you didn't eat till you were hungry. You didn't go to the bathroom until your bladder was filled. And you also, another thing that I suspect that is a subject for another show, is you slept when you were tired. A dog does not go, oh, I don't want to go to sleep now because I have to sleep tonight at 9 o'clock. They take a nap in the afternoon, and I believe that we were also polyphasic in our sleep habits. But again, through the industrialization process, we no longer could sleep in the afternoon, which is another thing that I think is beneficial, but that's a subject for another show. Look, Young, I want to thank you very much for coming on the show today. I know it was difficult for you to make this hour available to us and the listeners, but I think a lot of people are going to get a lot of good stuff out of this.
Oh, you're welcome, Carl. I love you on the show, and I love your show, and especially your casual Fridays with your rants.
Ah, yes, my rants. I will be ranting more and more. I can appreciate, I can promise you that. And, of course, Dr. Andrew, for making time to be on the show today. I know it's very late in Germany. What is it, almost 10 o'clock there?
No, it's not so late. It's 8 o'clock.
Oh, 8 o'clock.
It's okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And I also wanted to comment Young, because I really think it's what he did and what he achieved is absolutely awesome. And I was really amazed when I found his blog and his before and after pictures. And I also want to say that everyone who has and is now accusing him of using steroids should realize that doing the things right, training right, and doing things with consistency, this is the key to really build the body you want and not injecting testosterone or whatever you think. And I'm 100% certain that what Young achieved, he did it without using any illegal stuff. But even if he used it, as you said, even then it would be an awesome.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter. No, nobody gets ripped just from drugs. There's a lot of work that has to be done. That's the unfortunate thing about anabolic steroids or performance enhancing drugs. It takes all the credit away from the athlete and the perseverance and the discipline and the hard work. And it just doesn't happen that way. If it did, everyone would inject. Everyone would look ripped. But it doesn't happen that way. Listen, guys, thanks so much for doing Superhuman Radio today. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
I'm just saying goodbye. All right, thanks so much for doing the show today, and we'll have you back on, Dr. Andrew, soon. I also want to thank Jay Vollmer from PowerBlock for coming on today and talking about their new PowerBlock 175-pound a hand series dumbbells. Check out powerblock.com. And, of course, congratulations to AF Performance Center for having these Olympic athletes. One of their athletes that they train there has just medaled, I guess, he hasn't medaled, but he beat or he's the number one swimmer in the 200-meter race. I don't know. Something like that. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good. There are a few